hosting Dubuque Wallard. And on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, it'll be Cedar Rapids Xavier hosting the Knights of Davenport Assumption. The winners move on to the sub-state final next Monday. That's 3A Boys District Finals. Wallard at Marion on 1600 and Assumption at Xavier on 107.5 and 106.3. Thursday night starting at 6:50 on KGYM. How much consternation can you take as far as basketball is concerned? We discuss. Also, a look at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. A preview with Jeff Linder coming up next week. Kevin Lehman talks some college basketball with us as well that doesn't deal with blown out shoes. All that and more coming up in the Gym Class at KGYM. And we'll give some bowling results as well. Good news, and then we'll talk about our bowling. Welcome in. Gym Class for a Thursday here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, and you out there as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Local programming getting underway here on KGYM. We are followed by the Todd Brommel Camp Show, which will come your way from 3 o'clock until 6:50 tonight. At 6:50, we've got boys 3A district final basketball, para games coming your way. 1600 a.m. Myself, along with Phil Dunn, will be at Marion as it'll be the Indians hosting Dubuque Wallert. And then on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tonight, Ryan Schlater and Denny Gettle will be over at the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. It'll be Xavier and Davenport Assumption. A couple of real dandies coming your way tonight with the winners moving on to the sub-state finals next Monday night. Looking forward to the two games coming up this evening. Certainly you can catch them right here on KGYM. He's got both shoes on and ready to go, Mark Dukes does.
Haven't blown them out yet. They're about 5 years old and holding up just fine.
No one blew a bowling shoe last night or anything like that at Bowling Night in America. More on that coming up.
Sounded different to me, but
no equipment malfunctions or anything like that. We welcome you in. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, northeast in Cedar Rapids. Big thanks to the folks at Third Base. They're locally owned and operated. When you're at Third Base, you're practically home, a place where families meet up again and again. It's great for a quick lunch, to catch the game after work, what have you. Celebrations, just to go out with some of the friends. And we encourage you to do so at Third Base Brewery. Again, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
We have state bowling results, Scott. The 3A field finally is competing today at Cadillac Lanes in Waterloo, and we have a state champion. From Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, Kaylee Donner.
Kaylee Donner. Donner, where have we heard that name?
Yeah, they're littered throughout the adult Evergreen League. But Kaylee Donner, your state individual girls champion in Class 3A. Anna Warkel from Jefferson finished eighth. Matt Kitzmiller on the boys' side from Jefferson finished fifth. No team results yet, but we'll get those to you should we receive them before the end of the show. A lot of metro and area teams involved today.
Yeah, so we got two metro champions. Because I know Dad's probably listening. Congratulations to Dale again.
Dale Weaver.
Dale Weaver, the Xavier champion in Class 2A on the guys' side. Yes, Kaylee's dad, Matt, a member of the Evergreen League, talked to him last night. I said, you know, how are things going? How team feeling, etc. Said, yeah, having fun. Just, you know, Kaylee went out to have some fun this year and ends up being the state individual champion today with two terrific games. So congratulations to her and all the Donners and Jefferson and everybody out there. That's a neat honor. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. Well, Mark, the topic du jour today. We'll talk about this with Kevin Lehman coming up as well. How many times that he has had to deal with the near tragic circumstances of a shoe being blown out. Zion Williamson last night in the Duke North Carolina game had his particular brand of shoe blow out 30 seconds into the game against North Carolina. Suffered what was talked about as far as an injury, as a sprained knee, going to be out for just a little bit anyway, and not going to miss the regular season. And of course, this became a hot button topic of the day. Anywhere from, you go back to the players should be paid folks coming out of the woodwork again, to the we have to immediately change the fact that players have to go to college for a year, and I'm very much in favor of that. Something's got to be done because this system they have right now is ridiculous, and it's not because of the fact that Zion Williamson got hurt last night. It's just it's a bad system, and it's flawed, and it needs to be changed. And, wherever you land on this thing, it's also being discussed because it happens to be the number one sport that is covered by the number one sports network out there that talks nothing except this sport, the NBA, and how it's going to affect Zion Williamson. So wherever you fall on this, it seems to be the topic of the day.
It is, and it's described as a mild knee sprain for Williamson. Suffered when that shoe blew out and twisted his knee. There's also the debate today whether Williamson should sit out the rest of the season, not risk further injury.
Which people have done in football.
Or continue to play and try to get Duke a national championship. I don't know the kid. I think if he recovers fine, he should probably play the rest of the season.
Even if he doesn't, ladies and gentlemen, you may not know this. Sit down if you are able to. Duke has at least four other McDonald's All-Americans. Duke's fine.
Even though it lost last night.
Carolina played really well.
Mm-hmm.
May was terrific last night. Even if he doesn't play, Duke's going to be fine. They're going to be okay.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600. And I get it. I understand. This is probably what it's going to take, Mark, to get this one-and-done rule out of here, to be honest with you. This is probably going to put it in the express lane as far as getting things changed. It's going to go back, ultimately, to kids have the decision coming out of high school to go straight into the NBA. And that's probably a good thing. Now, I will... Like Alex and I and Kyle were talking earlier on this morning in the sports office, that I would like to put the caveat on that, have the committee that evaluates the college personnel now evaluate the high school kids when they come out, so we don't go back to the days of 55 high school kids mm-hmm. are going into the draft and 48 of them end up never playing basketball again. That's what we need to avoid. I'm all for guys going from high school if you are able to the NBA. Zion Williamson, no doubt, can play in the NBA.
Very few of them, though. I mean,
it used to be ridiculous.
Bryant,
it used to be ridiculous.
Kevin Garnett. There's others as well, but they're few and far between. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on the Hurtin & Stocker Jeweler text line or give our producer Kyle a call. 1619, if Zion had Chuck Taylors on,
darn right,
he'd have been fine.
I was waiting for that. Oh, amazing how those shoes stood the test of time, isn't it?
I can just see it. Now, this is going to be great for Zion Williamson. He signs a shoe contract when he goes to the pros, and some brilliant minds out there are going to develop a commercial with a shoe blowing out, a competitor's shoe, by the way, and Williamson's going to make $35 million on a shoe contract. This is going to be great for him.
Absolutely.
Really will be.
The only loser in this is the particular shoe company whose stock fell over 1% today. It'll go back up, though. It'll go back up. And trust me, college basketball programs are not clamoring to leave this particular shoe brand.
Give me a high-top Converse, Kyle, will you? All day long.
I haven't seen a high-top Converse in many decades. I haven't seen a high-top Converse in a long time.
I'm not sure they still make them. I don't know.
Definitely not going to wear them on a basketball court.
I had ponies in high school.
Pony.
High top ponies,
pony.
Baby. That was the era when you, you had many different shoe companies.
We officially have Fran McCaffrey on the record on this issue.
Good.
He just had his presser, and he said he was asked about, you know, whether or not the NBA should make players go to college and all that. And Fran is officially on the record as saying he believes players who are good enough should be able to go. And I kind of agree.
I think most people do.
I agree.
And Scott, you said you brought up something earlier in the office. We already have a draft committee. You know, Tyler Cook did it, Isaiah Moss did it, Lindell Wigginson did it. Why can't these high school players go through the same process that they do? And if you get feedback that says, you know, you're a first round pick or something like that, I don't think a high schooler should be betting on a second round pick. But if you're a first round caliber, you should be able to go. But then, Scott, like you said, it should be the baseball rule. If you go to college, you stay for 3 years, you do college right. And what got me to what I started thinking about was imagine the level of competition you'd start to see in college basketball.
Well, Kyle, that was called the 70s and the 80s.
Right. I think we could get back to that with a few more good teams than we have now.
All right. 319-366-1600. Let's go to Kevin in Cedar Rapids up first on the Zion Williamson NBA one and done. You name it. We'll talk about it today. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm awesome. I'm starting to get a tan on the left side of my arm driving north today summer around here.
Enjoy it. Hopefully the snow is starting to melt.
Yeah, we'll see. So hey, listen, you know, I my opinion has waffled on the one-and-done rule on college athletes leaving early. You know, I'm a big freedom guy, so I think kids should have an opportunity to do what they want. I think there's some protection that needs to be put into place. Because to be honest with you, most of these kids, you know, they're not going to develop a full frontal lobe and be able to make good decisions until they're in their mid-20s. So you're dealing with a lot of kids here who are relying on other people who want to make a buck off of them or who have their best interest in mind. It's a tough place to be.
Absolutely.
The challenge that I have got with all of this, and this is where I see eliminating one and done could improve college basketball, is because we'd have the opportunity to start using the term student athlete instead of professional basketball player when we're dealing with a college athlete here. And I'd like to see that happen more. I miss the team game. This is Tyler Cook's best season by far. That's because he's actually playing a team game for Iowa right now, and I think he looks fantastic doing it.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said.
Get some sunblock 30, Kevin.
Nice, guys.
Kevin and Cedar Rapids.
Kevin's got a radio voice.
He does. Kevin, what are you doing each day for about an hour or so?
3 to 4, yeah.
319-366-1600. Chris and Marion up next here as we talk Zion Williamson and one and duns, et cetera. Hi.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You bet.
Hey, I don't know if you saw on Instagram, they were talking about Luka Doncic, the guard for the Dallas Mavericks. And he said, you know, the issue to solve this is a lot of these kids, maybe they start going to Europe their first year out of high school.
Mm.
You know, they get paid. Unlike the NCAA, it's never going to change their rules. And then after a year, they come back to the NBA. It's going to eventually happen. They're either going to have to start paying these kids, or I think they're going to start going over to Europe where they can get a check for a year and then transfer back over to the NBA. Just my thought.
That's a good point.
And a couple have. Now, it hasn't really worked yet in that route, but it is coming. But I think before that happens, Chris, I think the rule is going to get changed. We'll see. Adam Silver, the ball is in his court now, I think, right there. Appreciate the call, Chris. Let's go to Steve in Cedar Rapids on this Thursday edition of the Gym Class. Hi, Steve.
Scott Unesh, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
Hey, first off, he should never play another college game. He's going to have generational wealth, not only about a $120 million shoe contract, but he's going to be the number one pick. College players shouldn't have to go to the pros. Shouldn't have to go to college. They should be able to go direct to the pros. And the players should also have the ability to transfer anytime, just like a coach has the ability to take a new job anytime.
Interesting takes.
I will say this. If the coach leaves, I agree with you, Steve. I think the personnel should be able to leave. I just don't think if you want to go from one school to the next, I still think you have to sit out a year. But
when a coach has a 10-year contract and he takes a new job, does he have to sit out a year, Scott?
No, and I agree with you as far as that. If your coach leaves, I think you should be able to leave. But if your coach stays, I don't think you should be able just to go. But That's just my opinion. But I think you got some good stuff going there, Steve. Appreciate the call.
All right, Scott, you next. Bye.
318 here on the program.
We'll get to the text line here in a minute, but let's offer our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. What would you do if you were Zion Williamson? Two choices. Return to the court with Duke or sit and enter the NBA draft. Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. On the Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line, 1545 Converse high tops. How about Red Ball Jets? Cajun Troy Scott, you cannot take a job at ESPN if offered.
Oh, well, thank you, Troy.
2523 Chuck Taylors are still made. They are
not.
They are now fashionable. Yeah,
I think. Yeah, they are fashionable. It's more of a fashion statement than a basketball statement now.
5232, I've blown out several high-top Converse All-Stars skating when I was younger.
It doesn't matter what shoe. I've seen them blown out at practice that I've been in. I've seen them blown out in high school games. I've seen them blown out on television. It happens. It happens. It was just an unfortunate situation that it happened in that circumstance last night, but hey, this may be the most historic shoe blowout in the history of the free world.
If I paid $2,000 to see Zion Williamson last night, I probably wouldn't have been happy. I saw him 34 seconds.
No, but I wouldn't have paid $2,000 to go to that game.
$58.99 on the text line. Hey, Scott, used to wear ponies in school for basketball, wrestling, and track, the same pair.
Yeah. Well,
these kids have no idea what it was like.
No, they don't. All right, 3:20. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to ask Kevin Lehman his thoughts about it, because this is – it's – besides Zion Williamson getting paid, the bigger issue here is, are we going to have one and done's? Are we going to change this thing? That's the bigger issue. We'll talk about that with Kevin and talk college basketball with Kevin when we come back here in KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all your favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Save big money this week during Menards Price to Right Sale. Save on window images blinds from Menards. Pick up 1-inch room darkening vinyl cordless blinds in 23x48 for only $6.99 each after rebate. And get 2.5-inch coconut white cordless faux wood blinds in 24x72 for only $34.99 each. Plus, they can be trimmed to width for free. Find these and other great deals going on now through February 23rd during Menards Price to Right Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm on a Slam Dunk Savings just in time for the big tournament. For a limited time, get your first month of internet free when you bundle with I'm on Cable TV. Plus, get I'm on TV Everywhere free so you can stream all of the games on any internet-connected device. You'll never miss a play. Switch to I'm on before March 8th to get your first month of internet free. The ball's in your court. Visit imon.net/radio to switch to I'm on today.
New residential customers only. Other conditions apply.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back with you on the gym class on KGYM. 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. It's sad news in the entertainment and music world today. Peter Torek, one of the Monkees, passed away today, Mark. Too bad. Monkees, iconic group back in their day. 319-366-1600. Going to preview the girls' state basketball tournament. Jeff Linder going to join us coming up in just a little bit. But Kevin Lehman set to join us, the coach here. We talk with him on Thursdays about the big world of college basketball outside of blown shoes and one and done.
He might have wore ponies at one time.
Kevin Lehman, did you wear ponies in high school?
No, but when I was at Dowling High School, we put our players ponies because I think Mark Gannon was the rep for Pony at that time, the former Regina Star and Hawkeye player, and he somehow convinced us to wear the old ponies.
It was
Hayden Fry, didn't the football team wear those?
Yes. Yeah, they wore them for several seasons.
I think Mark has a Bloody Mary mix out now, doesn't he?
He's had it for quite a while, yeah. Mark. It's highly popular. I was in Albuquerque with my son, and they had it down there. It's called Hair of the Dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I think he's also got a mojito mix.
Wow. I'm behind the times here. I knew of the first. I didn't know of the latter. So there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys, if you're interested in an in investment, I think it's for sale for the right price.
Hmm. Well,
what's your cut?
Hey, I do have to tell you this story after watching the Zion Williamson shoe blowout. When I was at Nebraska Omaha, I had a contract with Reebok because they would give Division II teams, it was like buy one, get a pair for free, you got all kinds of swag for your players to wear and your coaching assistant staff to wear. My players hated Reeboks. Absolutely despised them, but they're the only ones that would give me a deal because of my budget. I had to go with it. And so I let them practice in their Nikes or whatever they were wearing, but on game day they had to wear the Reeboks.
First time. Now, this is not a rare occurrence. You see shoes break like this all the time, and that's not the point that we're going with as far as Zion Williamson. It's just that he could have gotten hurt. He was the number one draft choice, etc. What's going to come of this? I think we're going to see the one-and-done rule go away, Kevin. I think it's going to happen sooner than later now. We're on the fast track to this. Is that what you believe, or do you have a totally different take on all this?
I think it has to, and, you know, we got some appeasement by saying, hey, they can go to the G League and make, what, $120,000, was it, or something like that, and opt out of going to college. I think you – here's the one that gets me, guys, is the ability for a – inability for a college player to make money off his likeness while the university does it. And, you know, I listened to Jalen Rose this morning on that show he's on, and he had some great points about – when you sign a scholarship, you basically, it's a lease for at least 1 year. And in that lease, you have to wear the shoes that they require you to wear in that school. You know, you have to be a student athlete. You have to go to class. And you've got to play basketball for them. And you can't use your likeness to make any money. He had some really interesting comments because he says the Fab Five gets brought up all the time because of what they did for college basketball, long shorts and the baggy shorts and so forth. But I think we're headed in that direction, that the one-and-done will be gone. We're talking about how many guys? 20? Tops?
Tops.
But can I ask you this?
Come out of high school?
Yeah. Can I say this, though? In the day, the reason why they got rid of and went to the one-and-done is because it got out of control. You had 50-odd kids each year coming out of high school into a two-round draft, and three-quarters of them, more or more, never played basketball again. That's why they got rid of. Can we go through the evaluation process for the seniors that want to look into going into the NBA?
Well, Scott, I know exactly what you're talking about, but and you always have, it's not necessarily the player, it's those advising him that think they're good enough to play in the NBA. And you and I and Mark know that it's a rare, rare percentage that make it. You know, look at how many second-round draft picks make it. There's very few. First-round draft pick guys are guaranteed. But it's, you know, it's a strange world that's developed here in the NBA. And there's got to be some changes because the direction they're going now is, I don't think it's good, not good for college athletics. It's not good for
17, 18-year-olds.
What would you do if you were Zion Williamson the rest of the season?
Well, I would get healthy, and I'm hearing it's a sprained knee, so not that severe, and I would play with my team because that I listen to the talk shows all morning, guys. I'm here in Chicago. I had that Loyola game last night. I got UIC this Friday, so I was able to catch all the talk shows. This guy loves to play basketball, so if he's not going to say he's not going to play for Duke anymore and sit out to be the draft pick, he's still going to play somewhere. He's going to work out with his trainer. He's going to go get pick up games somewhere because he loves to play, so why not play for Duke? And I've said this a long time. You're going, say you elect to go out of high school and make that $120,000. Playing for Duke, Michigan State, Kentucky, North Carolina, you could name a whole handful of them. Maybe worth a lot more than $120,000 because you're getting treated very well in those situations.
Let's talk a little on-court hoops now. Let's start off with let's start off with Iowa and Iowa State because they both suffered home losses the other night. Iowa losing at home to Maryland, Iowa State losing at home to Baylor. Doesn't hurt them, obviously, as far as NCAA participation is concerned, but we kicked it around a little bit. In fact, that was our poll question. Which loss hurt more for which team the other night? What do you say?
I think it's Iowa State because they had a chance to win the Big 12 regular season title. And that loss that they had threw them out of whack. They have in my opinion, they have no chance to do it now. Iowa was not in that position to win a Big 10 title. And like you said, I don't think the Maryland loss is going to hurt them. And the seed line is not going to help them, but it's not going to hurt them. But I think as far as Iowa State trying to get a Big 12 title, that loss to Baylor, and the loss to TCU, whatever happened to Hilton Magic, guys? It used to be that was a given. Iowa State was good, or even their teams were average. They were going to win at home. It's not happening anymore. And it may be, we just saw it at Duke last night. Of course, they had special circumstances. But the home court advantage is not what it has been in past seasons.
Didn't Iowa get exposed against Maryland from the standpoint of Bruno Fernando and other inside players really able to handle Cook and Garza and Kreener, and then Iowa just didn't shoot very well? Didn't Iowa get exposed a little bit, or was it a one-game thing?
Well, I think the front line of Maryland is really good. Their ability to get out-rebound people. And Iowa got 18 rebounds but offensively, but that's sometimes misleading because it depends on how well or how poorly you shoot the basketball. This is a good Maryland team. They are young. I was more inclined to think that the Hawks would win this game because of experience, because of the youth of this Maryland team. You go down their roster, they had Collins was a junior player, and the rest of them were freshmen and a couple sophomores. So I was more surprised at the performance of Maryland rather than the lack of performance by Iowa. But I still have some concerns about what happened to Luka Garza. Where's his game gone? Because he was playing at a high level just 3 weeks ago.
I said on the air, told Mark, told others, most physical team I've seen by far this year in the Big Ten was Maryland.
Well, the Big Ten's in a physical league, and if you don't match physicality, and I think I told you that when Iowa State went into Kansas State, they had to match the physicality of Kansas State. And that would be my concern. You talk about the concern with the Iowa team. You know, they play the zone. When a team gets real physical with them, can they match that physicality? And maybe that part was exposed against Maryland.
Kevin Lehman joining us from UIC practice in Chicago. The Flames playing Friday night, 3:33 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. All of a sudden, the UNI Panthers are probably playing their best basketball of the year. And, oh, by the way, look who's in first place in the Missouri Valley Conference.
Yeah, how about that? The Drake Bulldogs, they need some help from Northern Iowa the next three games because Loyola comes in to the McLeod Center next Wednesday. And I'm with Porter Mosier, who is he just soaks in basketball. And we both said this, along with Mitch Holtis. I know you're a fan of Mitch, being a Kansas City fan, Scott. And I first thing I did, I gave him condolences. I said, Mitch, I know you want to call a Super Bowl. So close. You were so close.
We'll get there.
Well,
I always feel for him because he's been on the edge a couple times. But all three of us had the same feeling that you and I would win the game at Missouri State because Missouri State wants to play slow and ugly, go in the deep in the shot clock. And Porter Mosier, Mitch Holtzman, I agree that that doesn't bother Northern Iowa. They like playing deep in the shot clocks. They don't panic. And so we all picked Northern Iowa to win that game because the only one that's beaten Missouri State since they've gone on the slowdown, they've won 7 of 8 prior to last night, was Northern Iowa, beat them in the McLeod Center. So a big sigh of relief from both Drake and Loyola that Missouri State lost that game and Northern Iowa gave them both some help.
That Missouri Valley Conference tournament, Kevin, I think if you played it 10 times, you might have 5 or 6 different winners.
Well, that was one of the comments we made on air, Mark, was who would you want to draw in the first round? And it's like, it doesn't really matter because they're all pretty good. Now, Evansville is struggling a little bit. Indiana State, dangerous, although they're in ninth place. That's a team I don't think I'd want to play. So you go right down the line. And I even told Porter Mosier, I said, I'm telling people, I've said on your radio show, Loyola's a team I would not want to play because of the experience. And he goes, you guys are so wrong about that because if you take other than Clayton Custer, Marcus Towns, the fifth-year seniors, that Loyola team is really young. Krutwig's only a sophomore. We just think he's more experienced because he played so well as a freshman, was freshman of the year. But he's got young guys. Same thing as Ben Jacobson. There's some young guys around that Wyatt Lohaus, the only senior in the Northern Iowa team. So I had to rethink after talking to Porter about is Loyola team to beat in this tournament because they do have some youth, and after their big three, they've really struggled to score points.
True. Yeah, and like Mark said, I don't know what's going to happen. I think that thing is going to be a crazy, crazy thing. Most of the bracketology has the winner of the Mo Valley coming out as a 14 or a 15 seed. I think that's way low. I could see it as a 12 or 13. This is still the Missouri Valley Conference. I mean, you've seen a lot of basketball. Is that too low for the Missouri Valley champion?
Well, I think so, but I'm probably biased. But I have seen, the Big South. I've got this Horizon League game. I've got games in the American League. So I've seen a lot of basketball. The Missouri Valley is so well coached. And what Matt Loddick, the new coach, the coach at Valpo who left the Horizon League, he said, the thing about the Mo Valley is, there was always a guy in the right lane you didn't have to guard. That doesn't happen in the Mo Valley. They've got guys that can score. They usually have some guys off the bench that can beat you. But back to that conference, Arch Madness, I got to be thinking Drake might be the favorite team in that now because of the way they're playing, even with the injury to Nick Norton. The pieces seem to fit so well on Darren DeVries' team, the way they complement one another. And they may have an all-league player in McGlynn, the MVP of the league, and Nick McGlynn in the middle.
Let's preview tomorrow night's Iowa-Indiana game for a minute, Kevin. Indiana, kind of a dumpster fire, and I think Romeo Langford has just been misused horribly. One game recently shot 4, 5, 6 times, I don't know, but I can't believe Indiana is going to come in with any kind of confidence whatsoever, but I suppose still a dangerous team. What say you?
Well, you got to be careful in the Big Ten or any league when you think a team is down and out because that's when they seem to rise up from the ashes. And Langford, the Indiana's problem is they have not shot it well from outside. And that's why I think Iowa's zone really gives them problems. If I think back to that game in Assembly Hall, Indiana played around the edge. Iowa's zone was really effective. They changed up zones, kept Indiana off balance. I really thought Fran McCaffrey had a great game plan going into Indiana, and I'm sure they'll do some of the same things now. That's always the concern is what you use the first time and helped you win. You know the other team's going to make some changes. They're obviously Indiana will change their zone attack, so Iowa has to be ready for that and make the adjustments also.
I promised you we'd address this between the three of us or among the three of us because you posed a question to me earlier with a text. Scott, would you rather have a regular season championship or a run to the Sweet 16 with the state's 4 schools?
Sweet 16.
Why? Your season's done. You can always hang your head on a conference championship, can't you?
Well, you can put a banner up that says Sweet 16. Every school does.
What about you, Kevin?
Well,
Well, I had this question posed to me. That's why I threw it at you guys. And I said, you know, I'm in the UNI Hall of Fame for a team that finished third in their league but got the round of 32.
Yeah.
So I would go with Sweet 16. I think it leaves a better taste in your mouth. And, you know, I just asked the SID here at UIC because he's an Iowa grad from 02. I said, hey, we're going to have this question in a couple minutes. I want your opinion, being an Iowa grad. Would you rather see the Hawks win the Big Ten or go to Sweet 16? And he thought for about 5 seconds. He goes, Sweet 16, no doubt.
There you go. People remember Sweet 16. They remember Ali Farouk Manesh. They don't remember where you and I finished.
I was going to ask that question, too. In 2010, where did Northern Iowa finish in the Missouri Valley Conference? I couldn't answer that question right now, but I know that they beat Kansas to get to Sweet 16 and lost to Michigan State that next game.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Kevin, getting ready for Green Bay and UIC tomorrow night. Have a good call. We'll talk to you coming up next week.
Then I'm back. I got Valpo at Northern Iowa Saturday night, and then Loyola at UNI Wednesday, which is going to be a huge game.
It will be.
Especially for Drake.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Kevin from Chicago at UIC Flame Basketball Practice. Break coming up. Jeff Linder of the Gazette on the other side right here on KGYM.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
You could call Welch's grape juice whole pressed. The whole fruit is pressed, seed, skin, and all. But the word pressed doesn't accurately describe things. Pressing is for elevator buttons and little juice machines. To make Welch's grape juice, you take the grapes, crush, smash, and pulverize them till they turn into antioxidant-filled grape juice. So no, Welch's is not really whole pressed. It's more like whole decimated. The world's toughest antioxidants. Welch's, tough as grapes.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least 5 devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
Back on Gym Class at 3:42 for a Thursday edition. High school basketball coming up. Boys 3A district finals tonight. It'll be Marion hosting Wallert, Xavier hosting Assumption. The Marion game on 1600 AM, Xavier game on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That's boys basketball. Girls basketball ready to go for next week. And to talk about that and preview it is our friend Jeff Linder from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Does a great job of covering girls basketball, women's basketball, etc. Follow him on Twitter and read his stuff at thegazette.com. And not ready to pack yet, just getting things underway, I'm sure, Jeff. But getting ready for what I think is going to be a fun week down in Des Moines next Monday through Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will be. We've got 9 teams that qualified, and it's a good number, and they're spread out a little bit on their time, so it shouldn't be too much of a hassle, but it's not a hassle anyway. But it ought to be a good tournament. I think our area's got some teams that can be playing deep into the week.
Well, a lot of those don't belong to the Mississippi Valley Conference, so it was kind of Black Tuesday the other night. After an all-MVC final last year in 5A, it's not going to be that this year.
No. It's City High and Central Iowa Majority. And thing I said is I know they're bringing back that light board in the shape of the state of Iowa, and how in the world are they going to put seven light bulbs in Polk County?
Yeah, there are going to be some in Story County and yeah, Dallas County.
I suppose Waukee's Dallas County, aren't they?
They're Dallas County, yeah.
All right, well, 6-1.
Yeah, it's still going to be a tough one to do. But is this – we were talking about this the other day, and is this good? It seems like we're getting the same teams.
It's not good for us on this side.
No, it's not. And I'm not saying that is, you know, crying that the MVC didn't win, but
well, everybody's wanted to get the best teams to the state tournament,
right?
And it looks like they have.
And you know what? They did.
Yeah,
they did. So it kind of hurts to say it, but hey, somebody's got to step up over here. This is 3 years in a row, nobody from the Metros made it to the 5A tournament. So
no,
somebody's got to get better.
Not
and there's, you know, quit complaining and get in the gym and get better.
With saying that, though, Prairie didn't play a bad game the other night.
Washington was good through three quarters.
Urbandale just played well.
Prairie ran into a very athletic team with two really good posts, and that had a bonus in that a kid that shot 31% from the three-point line all year hit 4-for-4. And that happens. Yeah, Prairie didn't play bad, and I wasn't there, but I don't think West or Wash probably played bad either. But they had to go on the road and face teams that were every bit as good as them.
Well, who wins the City High CIML Invitational?
It's eight really good teams out there. I think the team that's playing best right now is probably Johnston. Waukee's playing really well. But, you know, who in that field couldn't win it? I mean, Urbandale might be a little bit of a long shot, but you know, are you going to bet against Valley or Dowling or City High for that matter, or Centennial? Are you going to bet against Scott DeYoung? No. I just think it's going to be a really good tournament, and, you know, it's a shame more folks over here aren't part of it.
The thing is, for 5A especially, I mean, up and down the line, I think the other classes to a certain extent, but you've got just star-studded, big-time collegians of the future in that 5A field.
Is there a 5A team that doesn't have a D1 kid?
I don't think
probably
so.
Not. You know, you look at Clark from Dowling. She's probably the best of the bunch. Zoe Young from Valley. You know, she's going to Maryland. Clark, I don't think, is committed yet. Aubrey Jones. Southeast Polk's got the McGraw girl that's going to Iowa State. So Johnson's got stars. Yeah, there's really, really good talent there.
Well, Jeff, you're guaranteed a semifinalist in 4A anyway, but you got to go all the way to Des Moines to see a Metro matchup, huh?
Yeah, and it'll be a good one.
Yeah.
You know, Marion's the favorite for sure, but, you know, Xavier's not going to be scared of them. Xavier's got such good tradition out there, and, yeah, they've got eight losses, but they've won state championships twice with nine. So that'll be a good game, and there's some other good teams out there in 4A. Mason City, North Scott. You know, those are teams that could compete at the 5A level.
Interesting that Marion and Xavier will be the first meeting in 12 years.
Yeah.
Really?
Between the two schools.
And was that was probably a tournament game.
That was a regional final, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of unfortunate that they don't play in the regular season, but, you know, schedules don't make that easy.
No. It's going to be a very interesting game, though. It's going to be all tempo. If this thing gets above 50, Marion probably wins. Xavier's got a shot if it's under 50.
Yeah, I think you've got it nailed there. If Marion can get out and run and you know, get a lot of points on the board, then, yeah, I think they'll be hard to beat. Xavier keeps it, kind of makes it a grind, then, you know, they've got a shot.
Chances that Marion goes back-to-back, what's the percentage?
Back-to-back, that means they got to win three tough games, doesn't it?
Yep.
40-50% probably.
Yeah, I think I can go with that as well. Yeah, it's not going to be – it's a tougher road than last year for Marion, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot tougher. And if they can beat Xavier, Mason City, and North Scott, or some combination, you know, something similar to that, then hats off to the Indians, and they'll certainly have earned it.
Chances you'll see center point Urbana Friday night in the championship game of 3A?
I'd say pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they're as good as anybody out there in 3A. I think they're a pretty darn good bet to get to the finals. To win it, that'll be tough. But if they can beat West Marshall and either Des Moines Christian or Roland Story, I'd say they've got a really good chance to be playing Friday night.
In the upper part of that 3A, you got wire-to-wire number one North Polk, and then you got Crestwood with the future Hawkeye, I believe.
And I think she's the best player in 3A, Sharon Goodman. We saw her last year. I don't remember what she did in the first round, but it was something like 20 for 22 from the field. I'd say that it was really close to that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
No, she's kind of got Gustafson-like numbers. 69% from the field, big scorer, big rebounder. And I think down the road she's going to be a really nice piece for Iowa.
And to a poor Scott Monk in Maquoketa Valley, would Cascade please go away, he's saying.
Yeah. There were a lot of good 2A teams around here this year, and most of them didn't make it to the state tournament. Talk about Maquoketa Valley, MFL Marmac, West Branch, and then some other, you know, pretty decent teams like East Buchanan and Albernette. I'm sure I'm leaving some teams out. Regina wasn't bad. 2A was really, really, really good around here, and will be again next year.
Yeah, will be. And Northland got back after getting tripped up in the regional final last year. They got a tough first rounder, though. They will take on Trainer from down in southwest Iowa.
Yeah, and we talked about 5A, and I'll say the same thing about 2A. There are no weak teams in that. In that class, if Unity Christian is the 8th seed, that's the team that beat Cherokee, which a lot of people thought were going to win the 2A championship, and they beat them pretty handily, I think by 10 points. So, you know, Grundy Center's number one, but they got a toughie right out of the gate.
Yeah, they are number one. Cascade Dyke New Hartford is going to be very fun. A lot of athletes on the field for that 4-5 matchup.
Yeah, and all four of those have the potential to be a lot of fun. So I think all the quarterfinal games are going to be really competitive.
Before you say court, I know, I understand it's court, not field.
That's okay.
I was talking to the texters out there. Best story may be Springville getting back, because I think nobody the entire season thought that it was possible for the Orioles after losing the cast that they did over the last, the long run that they had of state championships, and there they are again.
Yeah. Count me among the surprise people. I had them picked, I think I had them fifth. I think originally I had them picked seventh in the Tri-Rivers West, but I bumped them up a little bit before the season began. But, you know, a good freshman helps a lot, and they have some good leadership in Nicole Kane. And, they've got a little bit of they've got a tradition there now. But boy, they're going to have their hands full with Newell Fonda in the first round.
Yeah. A lot of people saying Newell Fonda might be one of the better teams down there, period.
Yeah. You take the 5A teams out and they're probably, you know, right in there with just about everybody else. I don't know how much people subscribe to BC more, some people more than others, but, I think they've got Newell Fonda in the top 10 or 15 teams in the state in any class.
Yeah.
First softball practice of the year will be, Jeff, when?
I don't know.
First outdoor track practice.
Yeah. Softball, I don't know. Sometime in May. We'll worry about that in May.
Wow.
We're kidding, of course, but we're not kidding, I guess. But hey, before we let you go, Hawks with a game tonight.
Yeah,
on the road. You cover
tricky game.
Yeah, you cover the Iowa women's basketball team. They cannot have a letdown tonight after getting a share of first place.
No, they can't, and I don't think they will. I think actually Monday might be tougher than tonight. Now that I say that, you know, who knows what'll happen. But no, they can't afford to let down at all. Indiana's a decent team. Their point guard that's been out for the last couple weeks, and they've lost four in a row since then. It's supposed to be back. So, but you know, if you're going to win a championship, you got to win games like this. And we'll see what they're made of tonight, and we'll see what they're made of Monday.
It's just been, I know you went up to Port Wing, and I don't think we can say any more about Megan Gustafson.
Linda and I have been the only ones around here. Yes. I've been there as well.
Mark's been to Port Wing. You've been to Port Wing.
I think Morehouse has been in that area before, fishing and all that.
Oh, I'm sure he has. I'm sure he has.
He goes there for the bear shining at night, I think.
We'll never see another kid like her.
I mean, you get to see her night in and night out. It is just, it's amazing.
Yeah, and just watching her feet when she's got the ball, watching her hands, she's got great hands. Such a nice touch around the basket. You know, the moves she makes, I mean, they're 6-on-6-ish, Euro step and all that stuff. And, she's a special player. Her defense has gotten better. What can you say? She's a generational player. And, like I said, we won't see another one of her kind.
I would agree with that. All right, Jeff, we'll see you down in Des Moines on Monday. And when does the preview come out in the Gazette?
It comes out Monday, and I'm kind of looking forward to this. Not to let too much out, but this is the 100th year of the state tournament. And with that, I went out hunting for the oldest area state tournament player, and I think I might have found her.
Excellent.
If not, I found somebody close to that. At least I found somebody who let me know about her. So yeah, that's good.
That is great. And it's going to be a fun week down there for the centennial edition. Yeah. So a lot of things they have planned for the girls' union. So we'll see how that plays out. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us to preview the girls' state basketball tournament, the 100th playing of the girls' state basketball tournament. We'll take a break, come back, talk bowling after this.
It's at the home show.
It's never too early to start planning to update or remodel your home and garden. And what better way to start than at the 40th annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Bigger and better than ever, this is your chance to see the very latest products and services for your home and yard. Stop by Friday, February 22nd through Sunday, February 24th. See the displays and attend informative how-to seminars.
At the Home Show!
The 40th annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show from 4 to 8 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, and noon to 5 Sunday, February 22nd through the 24th at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Admission is still just $5, children under 12 free. And don't miss Papa Balloon. See you at the show. Sponsored by the Greater Cedar Rapids Housing and Building Association.
Ideas to make your house a home.
20 professionals speaking 9 different languages, serving over 7,000 clients worldwide. That's Community CPA, a global firm located in Coralville and Des Moines. As trusted advisors in tax and accounting, they make even the most foreign and complicated tax matters simple. Trust them with your LLC and S-Corp tax filings before March 15th. Call Community CPA in Coralville now, 319-208-3712, to improve the quality of your tax preparation. 319-208-3712.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Sometimes it's more fun than other nights. Before we get to bowling, real quick, Kyle popped in to let us know that there are reports now that the NBA is going to go to the Players Association with a new possibility of lowering the entry age into the NBA to 18. This went even quicker than I anticipated, Mark Dukes.
Shocking, isn't it?
Shocking. Don't know about the timing. Our timing was not good last night. Our good friends from Quaker Oats that we bowled again last night, no offense to them, but I don't think we want to see them for a while because that's 2 straight weeks that they handed it to us.
No, go back to your cereal bowls, guys. Yeah, they whipped us 2 weeks in a row, and it was even worse last night. You were there, I wasn't, but got the text, got the recap sheets, and didn't get blown out of the water, but it couldn't get over the hump, and that's been the case all season for the Rusty Nails. Now, boy, 12th place, is that right? 12th
that's
out of 14.
Not a typo. Not a typo.
Congratulations to Nathan Walt with a perfect game last night.
Right next to us.
Kelly Moyer with a 299 and high series of the night at 806. Austin Kluth, who's on the opposing team to you guys, 759. And our own Rod Bruner, sixth in the league last night with a 732. We'll hitch it up again next week.
Try a little harder next week against all those Donners.
Well, the 3A boys will be done. We could recruit a Kitzmiller or a Dostal or something, can't we?
Help out. All right, stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next on KGYM.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics